Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as a body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 8. Experiencing and enjoying the all-inclusive Christ as a good land, a land in which we do not lack anything. Monday, related verses. Colossians 1, verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Galatians 3, verse 14. In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Deuteronomy 8, verses 7 through 10. For Jehovah your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees with oil and of honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, you will not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and from whose mountains you can mine copper. And you shall eat and be satisfied, and you shall bless Jehovah your God for the good land which He has given you. Philippians 1, verse 19. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Related reading. The allotted portion refers to the lot of the inheritance as illustrated by the allotment of the good land of Canaan given to the children of Israel for their inheritance. The New Testament believers' inheritance, their allotted portion, is not a physical land. It is the all-inclusive Christ. He is the allotted portion of the saints as their divine inheritance for their enjoyment. The riches of the good land in Deuteronomy 8, verses 7 through 9, typify the unsearchable riches of Christ in different aspects as a bountiful supply to His believers in His Spirit. God's goal in His economy is not merely to redeem His people and save them from the world, typified by Egypt, but to bring them into Christ, typified by the good land, that they may possess Him and enjoy His unsearchable riches. By enjoying the riches of the land, the children of Israel were able to build up the temple to be God's habitation on earth and the city of Jerusalem to establish God's kingdom on earth. Likewise, by enjoying the unsearchable riches of Christ, the believers in Christ are built up to be Christ's body, the church, which is Christ's fullness, His expression, and which is also the habitation of God and the kingdom of God. Christ, our portion, is to be enjoyed by us in the light. The Bible reveals that the light is related to God, the Word of God, Christ, the life of Christ, the believers, and the church. God alone is a source of light. The Word of God, Christ, the life of Christ, the believers, and the church can all be light because they have God as their source. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, that the Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And 119 verse 130 says that the opening of God's words gives light. The Word of God is light because it contains God. The source of the Bible is God, and God is light. Therefore, the words of the Bible are the shining of light. God and Christ are one. Since God is light, Christ also is light. Christ is the light of the world in a very definite way. The world in John 9, verse 5 denotes society, mankind. Thus, Christ is the light not just in a general way, but in a definite way as a light of society, of mankind. The life of Christ is also light. When we receive Christ as life, this life becomes light in us, shining upon us and enlightening us from within. Those who believe in Christ are also the light. In Philippians 2, verse 15, Paul says that the believers shine as luminaries in the world. A luminary does not have light in itself. It reflects light that comes from another source. In ourselves, we have no light. The source of our light is not ourselves, but Christ as a spirit. In Revelation 1, verse 20, we see that the church is a lampstand, a stand that holds and supports a burning lamp. The lamp is Christ with God in him as light. In the universe, there is one light, God himself. The triune God is the unique light. When we were saved, we had a sense of the sweetness of Christ. Deep within, we realized how enjoyable Christ is. Then many of us were distracted and led away from the enjoyment of Christ. We turned from the inner sense of the sweetness of Christ to religious duty. This brought us into darkness again, and the inward shining ceased. One day, out of desperation, we laid aside our religious duty, turned to the Lord, and cried out to him. By turning to the Lord, we turned once more from darkness to light. Then, in the light, we again began to enjoy Christ as the allotted portion of the saints.